The following program is a paid commercial announcement. The sponsor is responsible for its content, which Talk Radio 790 KBC does not necessarily endorse or support.
The Bikini Lifestyle Show is brought to you by Flatbow Automotive Group. Hosted by award-winning TV host, author, and chef Susan Irby, and president and CEO of Flatbow Automotive Group, Denise Flatbow. The Bikini Lifestyle Show, where we empower you to wine, dine, and work out. We focus on lifestyle changes rather than short-term weight loss or abbreviated fitness regimens. Fitness and food are essential to looking and feeling good. Each week, the Bikini Lifestyle Show suggests a shift from comfort food to cooking good food with a healthy, delicious twist, utilizing fresh herbs, spices, and citrus flavors to enhance leaner, lighter, delicious foods. Daily lifestyle exercise routines are essential. Tune in every weekend to the Bikini Lifestyle Show. And now your hosts, Susan and Denise.
Welcome to the Bikini Lifestyle Show on Talk Radio 790K ABC. It's presented by Flatbow Buick GMC in the Irvine Auto Center. I'm Susan Irby, creator of the Bikini Chef, and I'm with my co-host, Denise Flatbow. Thanks for tuning in. And first, we want to thank everybody for coming to our anniversary party last Wednesday. It was so much fun.
It was a blast.
I know. And thank you, Nick's Beverly Hills, for hosting us. We love you. We love you. And I want to give a quick shout out, Denise, to our listener, Flory.
Okay.
We gave Flory a shout out a couple of weeks ago, and Flory was so delightful, emailed us and said that our show is so great that we should be on for another hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that would be fun.
And I said, well, goodness knows we would have enough. We'd find plenty to talk about.
We would. We would find a lot to talk about.
That's one thing we can do is talk. So, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend, so Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. And did you know that Mother's Day is the most popular day for dining out? The most popular. So Valentine's Day, all those other special days, Mother's Day is the number
one. Is it?
You know, we have a couple places down in the San Juan Capistrano area that I love their brunches and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, oh, and there's one place. They were on our show one time, but JFAT, Jimmy's Famous American Tavern. I don't know if you've been there
yet.
But talk about you love burgers. They have a really good one there.
Ooh,
but
I'll have to go try it.
They have all kinds of delicious stuff. So anyway, I'm not sure what I'm doing for Mother's Day, but I'm not cooking.
Neither am I. I don't anyway. Nor the rest of the time.
Yeah, so it's always nice kind of for a Mother's Day, even if you're dining out, but you could like go on a sort of a staycay vacay. And West Hollywood has just launched this fun new campaign. Last week at the end of the show, I think I said it was eat, play, stay.
Yes.
But it's actually eat, shop, play. Eat, shop, play, WeHo, westhollywood.com. And I didn't realize how many really great restaurants are opening there. So it's time for our recipe of the week. And, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend. So I thought I would do something kind of Mother's Day-ish.
Okay. So what'd you cook up for us?
Well, I figured moms like crepes, you know, and who doesn't like a fruit crepe or so. You could do savory crepes too. And I almost did a savory crepe with ricotta, but I would do like spinach and a little nutmeg.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever had one, but I have had spinach crepe. Yeah.
But then they have to be served hot. You know, since we're here at the studio, I thought, well, it's harder to serve things hot. So I thought I'll do a fruit one, but I did a quinoa. Quinoa crepe.
Perfect. Okay.
So I didn't have quinoa flour, and you can make your own. I've said this before on the show many times, but you can just take quinoa seeds and grind them up. But I find when I do that, I either don't allow them to grind long enough, you know, because I'm too afraid I'm going to burn out the motor on my little, you know, food processor thing there. Or you can buy quinoa flour. And so I think if you buy quinoa flour, the consistency is going to be a little bit more smooth.
A finer grind.
Yeah, finer grind. Yeah. But these are good. I liked them. Blueberry quinoa crepes with a lemon ricotta cheese.
Yum.
Ricotta. And I selected ricotta. Some people put whipped cream in these kinds of crepes.
Yeah.
But I really didn't want that high, heavy fat that you get with the whipped cream.
Right.
Plus, I just love sort of the slight sourness that you get with ricotta. So this recipe does have sugar in it.
But not a lot.
Finally, I put sugar in something.
Not a lot, though, is
it? No, but in the whole recipe, well, let's see. 4 cups of ricotta, I put 3.5 tablespoons of sugar. But that's in 4 cups.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not much.
No. I only put a couple of tablespoons of ricotta in each crepe. There is 1/2 cup of sugar in the berry sauce that I made.
Okay.
So I took 1 pint of blueberries. And I mixed it with 1/2 cup of sugar, and then that's all you do. And then I put, like, maybe 1 tablespoon of lemon juice and 1 tablespoon of water in it just to kind of get it. And then you simmer that over low heat for about, I did it, you could do it over higher heat for a shorter period, but I was doing other things, so
is that just to thicken the sauce, the blueberry sauce?
It's to melt the sugar.
Okay.
And it is to macerate the berries a little bit.
Is that where the...
So it creates its own sauce. So there's not anything else added to it, except I put in some freshly diced mint leaves.
And is that in the blueberry part, the mint?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I put the fresh mint with the blueberries and then 1/2 cup of sugar. I only put the water, it's only in the lemon juice, a tablespoon each, just to kind of give it some, you know...
depth.
Yeah. And just some liquid in there while it's doing its thing. But I cooked it on low heat in a saucepan on the stovetop for about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like I said, you could do it probably on medium heat for maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But I was doing a lot of other things in the kitchen, and I didn't want to worry about whether it was going to burn or
right.
not. So I just put it on low, and then, yeah, it's about 45 minutes. And that's all you do for the blueberries. Coming up next in studio, we have Chef Roger Eggleston and then Genevieve Morrill of the West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. It's Mother's Day weekend, and they have this fun new campaign, Eat, Shop, Play, WeHo. And then later in the show, Lisa Vanderpump is going to be joining us talking about her newest restaurant and lounge, Pump.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, it's the Bikini Lifestyle Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Stay tuned. We appreciate you listening.